Vas chapter 7, Mishnah 5. Shlosha lugin mam. If there are three lugin of water, drawn water, v'nafal l'socha kot of yan, and a little bit of wine falls in it, v'harei marein k'mare hayan, and it changes the color of the three lugin of water. So the three lugin of water go red. V'naflu l'mikveh, and then those three lugin of water fall into a mikveh. Right? The three lugin of red, so lo paslu, so they don't pasel the mikveh. And the reason being that now, because they've changed color, so we look at them as wine. And wine, we said previously, doesn't invalidate the mikveh. So these three lugin of water now are no longer water, and they don't pasel the mikveh. Shloisha lugin maim chase kotev, if there were three lugin of water less a little bit, for nafal asochan kotev chalav, and a little bit of milk falls into it. So now the three lugin of water is made up of not only water, but a little bit of milk mixed in there. Varei marein kemarei hamaim, and it looks like water. So the milk doesn't change the color of the water, it still looks like water. And then v'naflu l'mikveh, then this three lugs of water and a little bit of milk fall into a mikveh. So says the Mishnah, lo paslu, they still will not invalidate the mikveh, because milk doesn't invalidate a mikveh, and there's not three lugin of water. Even though the color has remained unchanged, nevertheless there's still a little bit of milk in there. So it won't passel the mikveh. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, he says, "Kol halech achar hamari." He says he disagrees. He says everything goes after the parents. So even though there's a little bit of milk in there, the whole thing looks like water, and therefore we treat it as water. But the locha doesn't follow him. So this mikveh over here would be a kosher mikveh. If there's, let's say, 2.5 lugin of drawn water, 2.5 lugin of drawn water, and the other half is milk, it's all mixed up, right? Looks like water, but it's not all water, and then it falls into a mikveh. So the mikveh will remain kosher.